Well, as I said, my brother, my preference is not the church, but God and His Word. And the church did kill Jesus. The church did look at His disciple and the last one, Stephen, stone him to death. And out of the same church come the great Paul, who when he was converted, had to suffer the consequences of because of the same word. He said, because I gave you my word, and the world hate you. So I won't be loved by the world, my brother. And I know it'll be cast out from among my brethren. You see what I mean? Not because they don't love the truth, but because they close their eyes to the truth. So my brother, I appreciate the call very much. And this will be strengthening us greatly, because this will play widely among all the group. And this will strengthen us greatly to know that the time for persecute for God's word is coming. And we're ready for you anytime you're ready, my brother. Take us through the fire. Our chosen in the lion's den. Jesus, Michael will stand up for us. But remember, 70 AD, the same Jewish nation that look upon Jesus, the same group of people, right, that have the truth. They have Isaiah 53. They have the book of Daniel. They have all of these truth, and they preach light to the people while Christ was there. And when Jesus come and testify to them, according to Luke chapter 21, that they're because of their blindness, the destruction is coming upon them. They still close their eye and listen to the leaders. And when 70 AD come, history tell us that they were besieged and stay within there and destroy. My brother, for our one this time will be different. Our time is a close of probation when Jesus will be saying, he that is just, let him be just still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. Which side will you be on, my brother?
That's a question that you need to ask for yourself.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. I asked myself the question, and I said I will not be supporting no group of people that is saying we must stop present God's truth because it seems offensive to other people. God's truth is a two-edged sword that cut it asunder. And when we present it, it must convict soul. Even our name, Seventh-day Adventist, is a reproach to sinner, to people who dishonor God's fourth commandment. So when my life live and people see and hear me, they must see that here go a child of God. So, my brother, probation is soon to close.
Again, you don't seem to be understanding the important relationship that a person who bears the name of Seventh-day Adventist, that along with that privilege also comes certain responsibilities. And one of the responsibilities is then that I choose to submit to the group. And a lot of the things that you just say are really irrelevant to that point.
Well, as I said, my brother, and this is the depth of my heart.
Well,
God's
very,
work will
very
I do.
Simply, I will be following up with a letter from,
okay,
from the office here,
okay,
requesting you and your group to not use the name of Seventh-day Adventist, indicating any way that is endorsing or sponsoring what you are doing as individuals. What you do as individuals, let me repeat, is entirely up to you. But when you use the name of the church in anything that you print or publish or circulate, you need to first request and receive permission. That's the appropriate way to show respect for the group that you claim to be a member and to be a supporting of. If you're not a member and supporting, then, the other would be obvious.
And
either one is supporting the church or one is not.
Well, as I said, my brother, this is my final say. And even when you have me putting me in the fire, what I says now is what heaven record, and I have nothing more doing. That name was given to us by God himself, and it belongs to no organized body. The organized body that take it upon themselves to copyright it is a evil intent that they have why they do it.
Then why are you part of this evil body if it's so bad?
You hear what I'm saying? The name does not belong to them.
Yes, it does.
The name.
Yes, it does.
They copyright the name because the devil tell them to do it. But the name does not belong to them. You see what I mean? The name given to us by God Himself. And that's what I know and I believe, and
I'm
sorry, I have nothing
more
to say.
You may believe that, but yeah, I don't believe that is correct.
Well, my brother, when, as I said, I have nothing more to say, and even when you have me in the courthouse and I will put the rope around my neck, or whatever you're doing, I have nothing more to say. I do. I'm finished. I'm done. Yeah, believe you me,
okay,
I'm finished.
Well, we would certainly appreciate, you know, anything that you print or publish, not to use the name Seventh-day Adventist. That would be the appropriate Christian ethical thing to do.
The proper thing to do is for me to obey my God, and He has given me my name,
and
I become
a completely different. That's a different issue.
And we all
need to be accountable to God.
He given me His name. That His name, you know, when name Seventh-day Adventist is given, when they have no organized body of people. When we select the name Seventh-day Adventist and someone say Baptist and Methodist and
everybody, you already said that.
We didn't have no organized body. It was a
You already said that, and I think
so,
I know that.
So all of a sudden organized, the devil tell this group of people who reject God's truth to go copyright it. Who tell us to go copyright it?
Yeah, you already said that, and I think I know the history of the Seventh-day Adventist Church just
maybe
as well.
You don't know. If you did know, then how could it be that they take a name like that and copyright it and now not presenting the message? How could they do that? And telling the members no more governed by what they dictate. And you see, you notice what happened, you know? Even here
the reason the church has to do that is to protect itself from misuse and misrepresentation, which is happening more and more, and which we can expect to happen more and more, as the devil is doing everything that he can to confuse issues.
My brother, if the church would print, they used to print American in prophecy. The church stopped doing that. The church used to teach about the mark of the beast. All of a sudden, in a Sabbath school quarterly, the church would tell the members, them say they don't give the number, counting the number. The Bible says, he that have wisdom, let him count the number of the beast, it's the number of a man. All of a sudden, the church are teaching members, them sit down in there like a dummy, so they don't know it, and then can't. For all the years of the church, from the beginning until now, they could have worked it out and know what it is. All of a sudden, to please man, the church, leaders are telling members them so they can't work it out anymore. It can't be identified. So everything that...
I think there seems to be a significant misunderstanding there on your part.
So say, come to think of it. Everything that we stand for as a church, as a people, we take a name and we're walking on it. We don't want it anymore. That's sad, man.
I think there seems to be a rather gross misunderstanding there on your part.
Well,
and I would ask you to review, you know, what you believe and what you do for the sake of your own salvation as well as for the sake of the good of the church.
Why not this is the good of God and His Word? Why not the church come in conformity to the Word of God and we say the good of God's Word? Why we keep talking about church, and the man them who sit and leading and govern it not converted? Why we not say God's Word?
It seems to me that Brother Henry Black is the expert and knows it all and is not willing to accept advice and counsel of the church, whereas the brethren in the church, you know, work together and seek counsel one with another, which is very, very biblical.
Yeah, it'd
be rather than just each one going their own way.
Yeah, my brother, can you imagine how biblical it was to see the Savior walking among men, and the leaders, them is there telling the members, them say, this Jesus is nobody, no good to them. Can you imagine how biblical that was? Can you imagine when Saul, went to do a same church elder and president and said, in need, like what you are doing now, just like what you are doing now, like Paul now, you know, go to them and say, I need permission to go persecute them and kill them. Can you imagine what it was? Until Jesus threw him down on the way to Damascus. Can you imagine how biblical they were think they were doing it, my brother? And walking upon Jesus and His truth. The Christ who walk among them. The Savior of the world. Can you imagine us today have a message, a three-angel message, to present as a warning to the world pending the close of probation, and we all talk about what seems biblical, yet it's far from being biblical. My brother, can you imagine? Think about it. You know your work. I see something with Saul. You doing now, you know? You take it up on your head now to follow the leader. Say, call Brother Black and persecute him. You see what I mean?
No, you're the one that said that. There's nobody here who is saying that.
But you see, remember this now, you know? They would be saying to those people, don't preach Jesus, don't mention his name, right? And while they are saying to them, they say, okay, if you go and do that, we're going to kill you. Now you saying then that God give us a name. Remember Jesus was a savior come to them for preaching and teach. Now the name Seventh-day Adventism must be a name of reproach to others. Now we have the name, use the name and live the message, teach the message. Now you're calling me now and say don't use it. Same thing you're doing. Same thing you're doing like what happened.
I feel bad that you don't seem to be understanding.
The same thing that happened then, yeah, we are repeat it again.
I feel sorry that you don't seem to be understanding or wanting to understand the difference between privileges and responsibilities of being a Seventh-day Adventist.
Well, I am very responsible to my God who created heaven and earth and sent his only son Jesus to redeem me. I'm responsible to him and him only. And my brother, I'm supportive with every part of my body
doing what I'm doing with all my heart. That's wonderful. Let me ask you a secondary question to that. Are you just as loyal as you are to Christ, to the church that you say you belong to?
No, not the established body, no.
Then why do you seem to indicate that you want to use the name of the church?
I said again, because the name was given to us by God to be used. It does not belong to the church. It does not belong to the organized body.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
And your words don't seem to be consistent.
You understand what happened? Listen to what happened. Listen to what happened, my brother. A group of people before you and I born, a group of people.
Yeah, you've already said that.
Go through many struggles and God give them a message. With the message that God gives them, God gives them a name. So anytime you remove away from the message, you shouldn't be using the name. You understand? So the person who shouldn't be using the name is supposed to be the established body of people that come on Monday 2000, the DLGC session, we send out the thing about proselytism and say, we must not use terminology to offend other people. The Bible says homosexual is abomination unto the Lord. These are messages to be preached and teach. The Bible says we must live a life and prepare for God a time of persecution. No persecution. His judgment is at hand. These are messages of warning to the world. Now when you send out document a GC session that we must not use terminology to offend other people, that you are telling the members of your church to stop preach God's truth. We can't do that. So you see, God give us the name with you. That the name is our name, not your name. You guys move back on the message that came with the name. So you must stop using him. You must stop using him. That name don't belong to you guys.
You're saying things that aren't so.
Alright.
You're saying things that aren't so.
You remember the message come before the name, sir? Do you remember that the message that we have to close the scene, it came before the name. When the name, after the message came, and they were abiding by the message, God give them the name. So if you don't have the message, you don't have the name.
I don't seem to